I'd like to call this special meeting of the Tompkins County Legislature to order. March 22nd, 2011. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Roll call of members, please.
Ms. Chalk?
I'm here.
Mr. Dennis?
Here.
Ms. Herrera?
Here.
Ms. Kiefer?
Present.
Mr. Lane?
Here.
Ms. McAsey?
Here.
Mrs. McBean-Claiborne?
Present.
Mr. McKenna?
Here.
Mr. Proto?
Presente.
Ms. Pryor?
Here.
Mr. Robison?
Here.
Mr. Shinagawa said he'll be a few minutes late this evening. Mr. Stein?
Here.
Mr. Burbank?
I would be here.
Ms. Robertson?
Here.
14 members present.
We have two items of business today that were the reason for this special meeting. Now, Resolution A, you should have a revised version on your desk. And I don't see a committee listed on this, so I will hand this.
Refer to a committee?
I'm sorry? Let's refer to a committee. Why don't I ask the budget chair to introduce the Resolution A?
Thank you. I would introduce the endorsing state legislation S-4162 and A-6494, extending existing sales and use tax authority of the county of Tompkins. It's a revised edition. I would move that.
Is there a second? Mike seconds that. I would like to report briefly on a phone call I got this afternoon from Senator Tom O'Mara, who said that this bill has been introduced now in both houses. In the Assembly, it's already gone directly to the Ways and Means Committee, which, as he said, is the last step. In the Senate, it goes through a couple of committees, and it's just headed to the first one. He didn't have any real sense of how quickly he keeps saying he would like these to be done as early in the session as possible. He's told us that before. He's not sure whether the leadership, he thinks the leadership does not agree. They seem to want to hold these till the end of session. So we don't know what the status of it will be, but we're hopeful that this and our mortgage recording tax item will also be passed. Is there any discussion? Joe, do you want to have a comment?
Maybe if only for some background, just to remind everybody what this is all about. This is not a new tax. This is an extension of a 1% sales tax. It's been in place in this county for almost 20 years. Back in December, following the approval of the budget, we did ask the states to put this on their agenda for this year, along with virtually every other county in the state that needs to extend any sales tax that's in excess of 3%. And I think there's only three or four counties that aren't in excess of 3% right now. So we're in a long line of counties asking to have our existing sales tax renewed. The reason, and I appreciate you being here for a special meeting, the reason that we wanted to move this as quickly as possible is it sure looks as if Albany wants to wrap things up as quickly as it possibly can this year. And we were concerned that that may mean they want to wrap up everything as quickly as they can, including the budget, including this. So we wanted to make sure that the moment we had bill numbers from the state, we could come together and get this back to them for their consideration and hopefully approval. So that's why we asked for a special meeting. With respect to impact, just some numbers, 1% sales tax generates about $13.3 million in this community. About $10 million of it comes to the county. The rest of it is shared with the city and the municipalities. So it's a significant source of revenue for every local government within Tompkins County. And again, I appreciate you coming together to do this to make sure we are in line with everyone else in the state to get this approved for another two-year cycle. Kathy reminds me to remind you that there's another piece of legislation that happens if the state approves this to actually enact the additional 1%. And that will come to you as soon as the Albany finishes its process. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. And I just wanted to thank Kathy Covert very publicly and profusely for noticing that we hadn't been apprised of this step, that we didn't have the bill numbers, and this took some hurry-up action. And Kathy is the one who manages the three separate steps that are required, that we first ask the state to do it, then we endorse the resolution when we've got the bill numbers, and then we sort of finally enact this, as Joe said. Each of those steps requiring transfer of documents back and forth. This is why we have asked the state to just do this once and for all, just set the thresholds at where it is that they want for these local home rule bills, and then get themselves out of the business and let us make these decisions on our own. So, Jim, and then Frank.
Thank you. One comment. I'm sure there's going to be widespread support for this, or at least I hope there is. You all know, and as well as I do, what the importance of sales tax is to the county budget. We have two things. We have sales tax and property tax. And a $13 million loss to the county would be incredibly devastating. So I'm asking for all of you to please support this.
Thank you, Jim. Frank?
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, in the past, I've not supported this, and I'll remind you why. You don't need a complete history lesson because I don't want to be on Peter Stein's list of speaking the longest.
It's too late.
When this was originally enacted, Eric Lerner, some of you may remember Eric, was sitting over there. And it was brought forward, Bob Watrous was the Budget Committee Chair. Eric Lerner brought it forward as a member of that Budget Committee. And it was supposed to be, the county was short because in those days we were dealing with landfills and a couple of other things that created major budgetary problems and concerns. And this was an opportunity for a temporary increase in order to make our budget whole. We were short in our cash flow. And this was supposed to be an opportunity just to make our cash flow work better. And we extended it, and it's been extended ever since. It's never been not necessarily repealed, but every time it comes up, it passes. Nancy Schuler and I have always been two that have voted against this extension. And, of course, I can't speak for Nancy, but I understand the seriousness of our budgetary situation. And I know that the state hasn't had, I'm not happy with the mandate the Medicaid package that they came out with as far as that report goes. And this affects every single department, including the ones that go through my committee, seriously. So while I don't want to spark a lot of discussion, I'm probably going to support this, much to your surprise, even though I asked Kathy if she had a quorum tonight, because I hate to have an unbroken streak here, but I may have to support this just so that the import gets to Albany. And I think Joe did a fine job of presenting today at the economic conference, explaining why a lot of this is important to us. But that's my history lesson for this afternoon.
Thank you, Frank. Peter?
Call the question.
Is there a second to call the question? Okay, there's a second. All right. All in favor of calling the question, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That passes 13-2. Okay, so time to vote on revised resolution A. Please raise your hand if you are in favor. Anyone opposed? Let the record show that's unanimous. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Carol, resolution B.
Yes, this is a resolution from F&I. Resolution B, authorizing acceptance of a Federal Aviation Administration approval of grant to acquire and refurbish friction measuring equipment for the Ithaca Tompkins Regional Airport. And I so move.
And Leslin seconds. All right. I don't see Bob here. Did he left?
He was here.
Okay. Chair of Facilities, want to introduce this, and then Kathy? You want to say anything, Carol?
Yeah. The FAA got in touch with Bob and let him know that the grant that we had talked about in committee of $28,500 from them with $750 DOT share and $750 local airport share, which is covered by their budget, had come through. It was quite a last-minute thing, and we had a very short time to accept this. And since we were meeting here, it seemed to make sense rather than wait till the next legislature committee meeting and the legislature meeting to bring it to you to add it to this agenda. It is a piece of equipment that drives out onto the runway, measures friction between the at the surface of the runway to make flights out safer. It looks suspiciously like a bright yellow car, but it is in fact is a vehicle that holds a gallon and a half of gasoline and is specifically for this friction measuring purposes. And Bob was here. We had a committee meeting just before this and answered questions for the committee, and I will try to do justice if you have questions, further questions from what he said.
Thank you, Carol. Kathy?
Thank you. I want to thank Joe for providing the first and only detailed explanation that we were given. Although I got an email from Kathy Covert explaining it, I was discomforted to get a notice in the mail that there was a special meeting held with really no explanation from the callers of the meeting. And I believe it that there's justifiable reasons in this case. It's just nice to know when you're called for a special meeting that there's a reason for it, and in this case, one that the timetable was such that it's judged necessary for us to be here now and meet for a special meeting. It's just becoming really commonplace to be called to meetings with no explanation whatsoever, and I appreciate your explanation, Joe. I would have liked to have gotten something in writing from someone in that detail earlier, preferably accompanying or ahead of the meeting summons.
Julie?
I think Carol, in her introduction, indicated that since we were meeting, we might as well add this rather than waiting for the next F&I meeting and the next legislature meeting. It was my understanding from Bob that this was not able to be left on the table that long, that the FAA, as it often does, gives us very short notice. Here's money, but we have to hear back from you within 1-2 days. And so it was a very good thing that this meeting was needed for a different reason.
Are we ready to vote? Absolutely. All in favor of Resolution B, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That's unanimous. Mike?
Could I just note that I think it's pretty nice that on a fairly short notice special legislature meeting, we have 100% attendance.
Yeah, I think that is great. I really do thank you all for coming. It's not a general meeting. It's a very specific meeting, very time sensitive, and we sure didn't want anything to get in the way of either of these two financial measures.
We need to chip in for help Nate pay for his speeding ticket, though.
Your speeding ticket? Did you get
no? I don't think
we have the money for that, Nate. But I'm sorry,
Martha. As long as we're here, why don't we have an executive session?
Oh my God! It seems like we ought to, but I'm pretty sure we can't.
We don't have enough time.
I think we adjourn.
Is there a second for that? Is there a second? All in favor of adjourning?
All right.
I think we are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.